Ramsey TV.
There is something that we have that Jesus Christ didn't have, if you can believe that. Maybe I should say there's something peculiar about the time we are living in, that is epic, great, even fantastic. It's an era and a time that Jesus Christ did not live in. And we are advantaged to be placed at this juncture in the Aeonian times. And if you don't know what the Aeonian times are, I'll explain it to you. I'll put it in the shell of a nut right here, right now on MZTV. This is Martin Zender. Thank you for joining me here at the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. I was planning on doing another part on the number 666, but I think I covered it pretty well. As things develop on the world scene, I will keep an eye on it, and then I will bring any recent developments to you. But remember, that number is going to be hidden. It's going to be behind the scenes. You have to know it and be told it in the scripture to believe that it exists. But again, it's real, and it's going to belong to the system, the beast system, that is going to, and now I get to my topic, that is going to usher this world, or this time, this population, into something that has never ever happened before in the history of the universe. And that is, not only are we going to be going from Aeon 3 to Aeon 4, but we are finally graduating from the evil eons to the good eons. Okay, let me tell you this. God is working in a period of time known as the Aeonian times. Aeonian, it's an English word. I swear to you. Look it up in the dictionary. Aeonian. It has to do with eons. Eons are large periods of time. God's calendar has 5 squares. Your calendar has either 30 or 31 squares. God's calendar has 5 big-ass squares. These are the 5 eons. If you want to know why there are 5 eons, that's not my purpose today, but I did a 2-part talk on this in Indianapolis. I will link you to the shows right under here, and you can read all, you can listen and watch me describe the 5 eons. But know this, God's calendar has 5 squares. We are perched on the cusp of not only the passage of one eon to another, namely Aeon 3 to Aeon 4, but Aeons 4 and 5 are known as, in Scripture, the eons of the eons, and these are the times when God gets glory that he's not getting now. God is getting screwed over now. God is getting dismissed and ignored and belittled and flipped off, and I'm tired of it. It makes me sick, and I can't wait for God to get glory. Let me just read one of the phrases real quick. Galatians 1:4-5. I want to elaborate on this, and I want to give you a brief description of the eons anyway. Grace to you. This is Paul, Galatians 1:3-4. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives himself for our sins so that he might extricate us. If you want a verse for the snatching away during the evil eon, here it is. That he might be extricating us out of the present wicked eon according to the will of our God and Father. If it's according to his will, then it's going to happen. To whom be glory for the eons of the eons. There you go. To whom be glory for the eons of the eons. Yeah, that phrase is in the Bible. The eons of the eons. I didn't make it up. I'm reading it from the Concordant Literal Translation. Do you know what the King James Version says here? Do you know what the NIV says here? Do you know what the NASB says here? It says, to God be glory forever and ever. This lame phrase robs us of so much truth. It's a linguistic nightmare what they did. The eons of the eons. Both these words in the Greek are clearly pluralized. But the KJV and the NASB and the NIV, they throw away the plural and they make it forever, which is a singular thing, whatever forever is, and ever, which ever is another singular thing. And in the KJV, the NIV, and the NASB, they translate forever and ever. The word and in the Greek is a connective. It's the Greek word kai, K-A-I. It's clearly seen in the Greek texts, unless it's not there. And in Galatians 1, 4, it's not there. In any of the passages, forever and ever, the word and is missing. Instead, we have the genitive case of the, clearly seen in the Greek. And then on top of that, we have the word ion, for the ions of the ions, which is, look it up, it's in your English dictionary. Look up an eon, based on the Greek word ion, A-I-O-N. It's a long period of time, nothing to do with eternity. So God is going to get glory for the eons of the eons. Five eons. Okay, watch. I'm going to come back to this phrase. I'm going to talk about extricate. Here I go again. I'm biting off a bunch of meat here, but I'm going to go for it. Hang with me here. The human hand has been given to us by God in order to illustrate the eons. Probably other reasons too, like to pick up pretzels and, slap people, to drum on the table when you're waiting for, your girlfriend to come out of the bathroom, whatever. But they're also a handy chart of the eons. Five eons. This is the first eon right here. The little pinky finger. The first eon was when God created the heavens and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Right here, Genesis 1:1. But the earth became a chaos and vacant. Oh no. Every space between your fingers is a calamity, a crisis, a terrible thing. Here is the disruption of the world. Yeah, the world became a chaos and vacant. Well, not a problem. The Spirit of God vibrates on the water, and we enter into eon number two. That was the eon in which Adam was created. All the flowers and the birds and the bumblebees and the Garden of Eden, and Satan comes in. Okay, eon two is rough, but not as rough as what I'm going to tell you next. This eon ended with the flood of Noah. Humanity became so wicked that there was a dip between these two fingers, and it was the flood of Noah, another calamity. But don't worry, God has another eon in store. And when Noah came off the boat, he walked into eon number three. We are in eon number three. This is where we are. We are in eon number three. Now, what's interesting is the human hand naturally divides. What's the Star Trek thing? Is this the Star? I don't know. It's hard to do that for me. Ugh. But this is easy. The thumb and index finger are easily separated from the other fingers. So we're in the what's called the current wicked eon, Galatians 1:4. That's in the passage we're talking about right now. This eon ends with, you know what it ends with. What does it end with, class? Yes, the tribulation. Another crisis. There's the tribulation. Then we have, and this is where we're at the end of this eon right now. We are perched to enter these two eons. Then we have, finally, good things start to happen. This is the kingdom eon. This is the millennium. This is the 1,000 years right here. But that ends badly. Satan is loosed. Heaven and earth are destroyed. Big deal. Big deal. The earth is burned up. Remember, it explodes with a booming noise. Heaven and earth fled. And then there's a new heavens and a new earth in which dwells righteousness. God himself dwells with humanity. That's eon 5. So these two eons, you're thumb and finger, they naturally, some people say this is a bad symbol. To us, it's okay here in America. To us, it's a good thing. So these two fingers naturally form their own little club over here. These are the eons of the eons. See, they're of the eons, like the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Eons of the eons are two eons compared to these other eons, but these are the good eons. To God be glory for the eons of the eons. Now you see it. And it's also in Philippians 4:20. I'm going to go there too. To God be glory for the eons of the eons. So God is going to get glory for these two eons that he's not getting now. Let's face it. God is not getting glory now. And it ticks me off that he's not. And you know what? I'm not even going to get to the word extricate here. I'm going to save that for tomorrow. There's a passage I need to go to in Acts where this word extricate is used, that he might extricate us out of the present wicked aeon. I'm going to show you a place where that word extricate is used. It's the Greek word exario, and you're going to be thrilled about the snatching away. You are going to love this, but I'm going to do that tomorrow. I was going to do it today, but I can't work it out. So right now, I want to talk to you about the glory that God has coming. To God be glory for the eons of the eons. I'm going to read you another passage. It's Philippians 4:20 that uses that same phrase. Philippians 4 and verse 20. Now to our God and Father be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen. So I'm going to tell you something shocking. Don't take this the wrong way. Don't take this the wrong way. Even if there were no snatching away, there is. But even if there were no snatching away, I'm not trying to sound all spiritual and like, oh, Martin Zander's so noble. Even though I am spiritual and noble, but that's not the point. I'm not trying to get that across. What I'm trying to get across is that I can't wait for God to get his glory. That's why I can't wait for these two eons to start. Because God's going to finally reap fruit from all he's sown in these three wicked eons. He's planted some stuff here. He's sown shit here in these three wicked eons. This was, again, the eon of the disruption of the earth, the eon of Adam, the fall in the so-called fall. But, you know, the sin enters the universe. The flood of Noah, for crying out loud. Think of all the bad things that happened in the book of Genesis. It's just the one ugly scene after another. The Garden of Eden started out okay, but, you know, not too good. And then the Son of God comes and is crucified. These three eons suck. They suck, okay? These two eons are great. They're great. Let me explain this again. Suck, great. Suck, great. So we are perched at a time where not only are we going to be going soon from eon 3 to eon 4. Not many people get to cross over an eon. My goodness, that is a singular thing. In fact, let me think of this. Let me think. There was no humans alive during Eon 1. In fact, there was nothing alive, I don't believe, on Eon 1. But God created the earth, the heavens, and the earth. But the earth became a chaos and vacant. So the people show up in Eon 2. So the only people that transversed the chasm between Eon 2 and Eon 3 are Noah, his three sons, their three wives, and Mrs. Noah. Eight people. Only eight people in the history of the Aeonian times, from the time of the creation of the first heavens and the first earth, only eight people have transversed the chasm of an eon, have come out into a new eon. When those eight people came out of the ark, they walked into eon 3. Nobody walked in from eon 1 to 2. Nobody was around. Eight people walked from eon 2 to eon 3. We're still in eon 3. And so we are going to straddle these two eons. And there's going to be people. You ever seen those, you know, television shows, the apocalypse, and you see these people like trudging through a nuclear nightmare or whatever, and it's just the only thing alive are roaches, right? And it's an apocalyptic scene. Well, there's going to be people straggling from Eon 3 into Eon 4. There are going to be mortals entering into Eon 4 from Eon 3, those who survived the tribulation. We're traveling first class. We will witness the transfer of the Eon from a celestial perch. The Israelites, the faithful Israelites who have died in faith, they will be raised from the dead at the dawn of Eon 4. So they're not going to really cross it. They're just going to wake up in Eon 4, and they're going to look around and say, are we still in Eon 3? Somebody's going to come up to them and say, this is Eon 4, lady. What? Eon 4? That's fantastic. Wow, I've been hoping for this Eon for a long time. Well, here it is. Eon 4. Congratulations. And it's good because finally Jesus Christ returns. Like I said the other day, no more little stable, no more little run away from Bethlehem to Egypt and run away from Egypt to Nazareth, get crucified. No, no, no. Coming in glory, coming in glory. And finally, he's going to take what is his, and there's going to be no more of this secret stuff, no more of this only a few people know about God, because the knowledge of God is going to cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. Great times in Aeon 4. Better times than in Aeon 3, which, let's review, sucks. As well as Aeon 2 and Aeon 1. Aeon 1 was probably decent, because there was no freaking people. I've always said this life would be tolerable if there weren't so many freaking people. I went to, you know, I went to China 5 years ago because I hadn't seen my son in like four years, and this was 2014, and he had married a Chinese girl who I'd never met, and so I figured, you know what, I should just go see him in China. The one thing I noticed about China, there's so many Chinese people there, I just couldn't believe it. But anyway, that's a side issue. So Aeon 1, not that bad. Aeon 2, that's the Aeon of Adam's sin. And then the Tower of Babel, and then the Elohim coming down and mating with the females and producing the giants, the Nephilim and the Rephaim and all that. So, stinky. But to God be glory for the eons of the eons. Oh, by the way, the handy chart of the eons. If you notice in my example, eon 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this is the current wicked eon, right? Right here, this is the current wicked eon. But what's nice is that if you explain this to somebody using the handy chart here, handy chart, get it? If the people don't get it, you can slap them across the face. Like, and I said at the beginning that was one of the purposes of the human hand. So a dual purpose. You explain the eons, and then finding no response from the explainee, you simply slap them across the face just to wake them up. It's not a mean slap, just to like snap them out of their lethargy. So even if there were no snatching away, back to that, don't panic, but even if there were no snatching away, I want God to get glory so badly. And but what it's going to take is, again, the tribulation. We are ready to see the bad eons pass into the good eons. Not only Aeon 3 to 4, but watch this. Not only are we going from Aeon 3 to Aeon 4, we are going from the bad eons, the suck eons, to the great eon, to the good eons. This eon's even better, Aeon 5, because, again, I just explained it, right? So this is an amazing passage we're about to enter into. This is a singular time in human history, in Aeonian history, actually. But I want God to get glory. And even if there were no snatching away and I had to go through the tribulation, you know what? I would just gut through it. I don't know what I would do. I would just rely on God. I wouldn't prepare for it at all. How do you prepare for the tribulation? Store up extra bananas, get a couple gallons of water, buy extra toilet paper. You're sure as hell going to need toilet paper when those, you know, 200 million supernatural cavalry come running around, but and the locusts, but I'm not going to prepare zero, nada. So even if I had to go through it, we're not. You see, we're not. We're going to be extricated out of the current wicked eon. So, and we're not appointed to indignation and all that good stuff. So even if I had to go through it, you know what? I knew I would know that in order for this thing to be over, it has to start. That's how I would think. That's my mentality. In order for the tribulation to be over, it has to start. Doesn't it have to start before it's over? When a woman is pregnant, I used this example before. My wife was pregnant 3 times, delivered 3 babies into the world. It's like there came a time where she just wanted to get it over with. She knew that it was going to hurt because she did it without any anesthesia. You know, she did it the natural way at home with an Amish lady helping us out. We had a midwife, Amish woman. Great, great lady. What's her name? I can't think of it right now. But so Marcia knew it was going to be tough, but she got to the point after, you know, you're pushing that 9 month and you just have this burden on your belly. And you just, I just want to get this over with. Let it happen, please. Let it happen, because the sooner it starts happening, the sooner it's going to get over with. I'm going to have this wonderful baby in my arms. So that's the whole thing right there with me. I'm speaking for myself now. I'm trying to see, this is not selfish. This is not the selfish way to think. I don't want us to think selfishly. I don't want us to be afraid of the tribulation. Well, we don't have to be, because we're not going to go through it. But even if we did, don't be afraid of it. We have a God in heaven who loves us. He's our Father. And like, screw it. Bad stuff happens now. Bad stuff's going to happen then. But this is the final crisis. This is it. This is the final, well, You got that little mess happens at the end of Eon 4. But as far as going from the bad eons to the good eons, this is the tribulation upcoming is it. That's it. That's it. And so it's like 3.5 years. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Gut through it. I want Christ to get glory. I want God to get glory. I want to see Christ get worshipped here on earth. I do. I got to say this. I do want all the people who, you know, screwed him over when he was here the first time to get what's coming to them. That's happening actually in between the crisis between Eon 4 and Eon 5. Where am I? Ah, sorry. I turned the hand the wrong way. Yeah. Here's where they're going to get what's coming to them. Right here. Those bastards that hurt our Lord and Savior, they're going to get what's coming to them. So's Hitler. Don't worry. And Joel Osteen. Ooh, and Billy Graham, too. So let's look at the next two eons as God getting glory. To God be glory for the eons of the eons. And I say, finally. I say, at last. And I can't wait to see it. Don't you want to see God finally get recognized as God? Don't you want to see him running his government on the earth and having righteous rule and having people not being able to get away with stuff like they do today? Criminals today go free. Criminals are celebrated. Solomon mourned all this stuff. He said, you know, the good die young. That's Solomon. That's Solomon. The good die young. Yeah, he beat Billy Joel to that punch. So, and he said that, you know, nothing's fair in this life. And it's not. But on the kingdom earth, it's gonna be fair, finally. And God's gonna, and Jesus Christ is gonna get his due. Then the great white throne judgment, can't wait for that. That's when Billy Joel's gonna go, uh-oh, Billy Joel. Billy Graham's gonna go, uh-oh. Joel Osteen's gonna go, uh-oh. Joyce Meyer's gonna go, uh-oh. Billy Sunday's gonna go, uh-oh. Who's that guy, sinners in the hands of an angry God, that moron? I don't even want to pronounce his name, notwithstanding that I can't think of it. Going to print it right down here. So, ugh, can't wait for that. Let's get it on. That's what I want to do. I want to get it on. I want it to happen. Screw me. Screw whatever I want. I just want God to get glory. To God be glory for the eons of the eons. He deserves it. I think he's hungry for it. I think Jesus Christ is, but the beautiful thing is that we are going to be participating with God and Christ in the eons of the eons. Folks, all the good stuff is ahead. This is like Friday. This is the weekend. Dang it. This is the weekend of the Aeonian times right here. The weekend's coming up, and we are going to be kings with Christ during the greatest times of the eons. It's going to be party central. It's going to be conciliation central. It's going to be peace central. It's going to be power central. It's going to be finally everybody recognizes what is right and everybody despises what is evil. Finally, finally, all this screwy backwards, upside down stuff today, where the righteous are crushed under the heel. And the heels, the terrible people are celebrating. It's all screwed up today. That's going to end. It's like, yes. And we're going to be in the front row, not only to see it, but to administer it.